Why don't we just touch a bit here on that Cinderella ball, because that was a big thing in Tulsa.
Yes.
What was a Cinderella ball?
The Cinderella ball was an idea that I had to raise money for the Tulsa Philharmonic Orchestra. Birch Mayo asked me to come on the board of the orchestra when I was about 28 years old. We had an orchestra. It didn't play very well. We had a tin cup in our hand, trying to raise money, and the oil man would not give any money to the ball, the oil company. And my father would not, at first, let the store give any money to the Philharmonic Society. He said, "It is sissified. What are you doing down there running a band, playing music that nobody ever heard of?" Old man Helmrich, Walter Sr., I went out to see him. He said, "It's sissified. I would never give him a dime." All the old-timers who had made all this money in the oil business would not support us. Of course, that all changed as the years went by. So where are we going to get the money to build an orchestra for our city? Dallas has an orchestra. St. Louis has an orchestra. Tulsa needs an orchestra. It also needs a ballet. It also needs an opera. All of that's been accomplished, by the way. And we all worked on that at that time. So I came up with an idea to put on a fashion show as a test. And I did it first for the Junior League, and it worked. In that beautiful Mayo ballroom. Then I said, "Hey, this works. Let's do a ball for the symphony." Actually, the first ball that we did was in 56, and I got Lily Pons, one of the great sopranos of all times, to come down as the honored guest. Vandiver's, of course, sponsored the ball. Vandiver's prepared the program. Vandiver's did everything. We got a prominent lady to be the chairman, you know, to handle the meetings and so on. And we got Greenlease Letterman to give away a Cadillac.
That was a car dealer? What was the name of that?
Greenlease Letterman was the Cadillac agency here. Very different. You bought your Cadillac, delivered to your office or to your home. In 10 days, you got a bill. That doesn't happen anymore.
No.
So the first ball was very successful. And we got a big price for the tickets. We raised a lot of money for the band. We were able to put in a couple of chairs of professional people. Second year we did the ball, I got the Ford models to come from New York and do a style show.
Of Vandiver's clothes?
No. They're all couturier. All from France. Copies. Then, the next one, I got Elizabeth Arden to come down. One of my favorite departments was the cosmetic department, and I was the assistant buyer in the cosmetic department, and we built the second largest cosmetic operation in the Southwest. Neiman's was one, and Miss Arden just adored me. She came to Tulsa as our honored guest, and of course, everybody gave parties for her. Gave a party at Southern Hills. 500 people came, all buying tickets to the ball, making contributions to the Philharmonic. The next year, we got Alphonse, the French ambassador, to come. The next year, we got Marcella Borghese, the Borghese family. She lived in the Borghese Palace in Rome on the top floor. The bottom floor was open to the public. And she owned wineries, and she had a cosmetic line that she opened. Vandiver's bought it. I got her to come down here. And she was a true princess by blood. The Borghese was a pope, I believe. But strange thing happened after that ball. I got a call from the head of our receiving room down in the basement of the store. He says, "We've got four boxes down here marked cosmetics. And Mr. Vandiver, I think you better come down here." We were a dry state. I went down, and the four boxes marked cosmetics were full of Bola wine from her vineyards. Now, in those days, we drank scotch and bourbon. We didn't drink wine. So it took years to drink all that wine. I gave a lot of it away. Now, the next year, we got the consulate from England to come, and we did an English show. The next year, we got the ambassador from Japan to come. Now, remember, everybody's vying to have parties for these people. And the last year I was involved with the Philharmonic, the Mary Duvalls, ambassador of Spain, came. They were marvelous people. And the Cinderella Ball helped build the Tulsa Philharmonic.
You remember what kind of money you might have raised on a yearly basis?
First Cinderella Ball was 53. The last one was 65.
Okay.
I didn't mention the year I got Harry Winston down here. Remember, there's a lot of money in Tulsa, a lot of oil money. The rest of us were all poor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I got Harry Winston to come down and bring all his jewels. So Pat McClintock, wife of the president of the First National Bank, had a party for Harry. And Harry brought his jewels out to their home, and there were guards all around the house. Harry came in and came over to me. I had my glass of scotch in hand. And he says, "Let me help you with that scotch. I'm going to make that scotch taste better." He reaches in his pocket and he pulls out the Hope Diamond and puts it in my scotch glass.
Wow.
They owned it at that time. They don't anymore. Then he walked across the room, and he says, Bill, ever play baseball? I said, yeah. He says, catch, Star of Africa. Anyway, they brought millions and millions of jewels up to the Mayo Hotel in that foyer just before you get into the ballroom, and they had it all on display. We got a little piece of the action. I stood there and saw bracelets sold for $60,000 each.
In 63 or 4 or 5 in there?
Yeah, around 57.
Wow.
Now, we got a little piece of that. We raised a lot of money. He probably raised $100,000. That's a lot of money then.